Ironically, I've practically turned the coffee-making process into a ritual. I take joy in selecting beans, particularly on those rare occasions when I splurge, buying from my favorite Alaskan roasters instead of purchasing Costco bulk beans. I love to grind the beans by hand in my antique coffee mill, to carefully load the grounds into my Italian espresso maker, and to judiciously adjust the stove flame. I adore the smell of the brewing coffee filling the cabin like morning sunlight, and the burble of the coffee maker. After a ceremony like this, drinking the coffee without being fully aware of it approaches sacrilege. For these reasons, I've concentrated lately on paying more attention to each cup of coffee. In fact, I've decided to consider coffee a sacrament.